It's Friday, May 15th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Lessons on benefits and being competitive. France is coming for those taxes. And what do we actually agree on? This is the Business of Tech. Office space seems to be on everyone's mind as we consider returning to work procedures, as there are three pieces I want to bring to your attention. Protocol has a piece about the change in tech jobs perks as tech companies re-examine those perks in the new climate. Previous perks like free meals, concerts, gym memberships, or gyms themselves are no longer a priority, and instead pivoting to childcare, mental health support, or home office equipment. I'm also highlighting a Bloomberg piece among several discussing the possibility of a migration away from Silicon Valley's high rents as employees work from home, and the need to be close to the office is no longer a factor. Employees are asking why they should pay for an expensive location in San Francisco if they can take that salary to a lower-cost location with the same job. Finally, the Wall Street Journal dives into some of the implications of the technology of returning to work, such as AI cameras to police social distancing. Devices previously used to track how space was being used are now being used to ensure workers are staying apart. So why do we care? This is where making it practical for smaller services companies is my lens. Just because you're small doesn't mean you can't consider some of these. Small companies can be quite agile, and practical perks, like mental health care or child care, are things you can do too. The other takeaway here is that you can look for talent anywhere. That's certainly becoming normalized. Can't find talent locally? Explore anywhere. If everyone's working from home, or you build a work-from-home culture, who cares where the employees are? And because you're small, you can really focus on building a tight-knit virtual team. These are lessons to take to your own companies and move faster. France is moving forward with its plan to impose a digital tax on big digital businesses, noting that, quote, never has a digital tax been more legitimate and more necessary, end quote, and added that such companies are doing better than most during the coronavirus crisis. Why do we care? Before the pandemic took over the news, one of my themes has always been the coming regulation for the technology industry. If you thought that went away, I'm here to tell you it hasn't. This theme will be something that comes back, maybe dormant right now, but tech regulation is coming. The issues that are there before are being amplified by the current situation, and you see that in the analysis by lawmakers that the pandemic is helping big tech. The eye of scrutiny is still coming. I like data, and so I'm ending this week with some collected data courtesy of webcomic XKCD. 86% of Americans say stay-at-home orders are responsible government policies that are saving lives rather than an overreaction. 85% oppose reopening schools. 91% oppose resuming big sporting events. 85% trust local health officials and healthcare workers. 93% are trying to maintain 6-foot distances in public, and 81% say Americans should continue to social distance for as long as needed to stop the coronavirus, even if it means continued damage to the economy. Link in the show notes to the webcomic, which cites sources. Why do we care? I report a lot of bummer news, so let's go into the weekend with some really good news. We agree on a whole lot more than you think. These numbers generally beat a collective love of apple pie. Only 81% enjoy the dessert, and only 76% of respondents feel positively about kittens. Things may move slower than you want from a business perspective, but we agree on a whole lot more than you might think. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like this show, you can get a couple of additional resources. Go to mspradio.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And if you really want to support the show, go to Patreon at patreon.com/mspradio. Support the show with our Give What You Want model. It's what keeps the lights on around here. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday.